And we are joined with Sean Jacobs. Sean, can you hear us?
Yeah, I certainly can. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. Thank you, Sean. How you doing, bud?
You know, doing wonderful. Excited about the eclipse today and excited for the beautiful weather to come.
Well, now, what do you have planned for your eclipse party?
Well, I'm not having a party per se because I'm working the swing shift later today. We do have a quarter talk up in Chambers.
Oh, my.
But I am going to step out and make sure that I see it. And I know my daughter's real excited because I know at her school they're going to go out and they're going to see it. So not much of a party for me, but definitely want to take advantage of it. That's if the clouds behave.
Yes, right. And if the clouds do behave, isn't the peak somewhere around 1:48 this afternoon?
It's after 1 o'clock. And to be honest with you, I don't know the exact time the peak is, but it sounds like I was thinking like 1:45 to 1:50 time frame.
So that's somewhere in there.
That's it.
Very good.
Yeah, this is exciting. I wish it was maybe a little more full, but we'll take it.
Fantastic. And kind of turn our conversation to the weather this upcoming. Warm temperatures, and even seen 80 this weekend. That's hard to believe in May, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, especially after all that
April.
wind and a little bit of thunderstorm activity we had this weekend. We're definitely going to see the warmer, going to appreciate the warmer temperatures by the weekend. Just gradually warming throughout the week. It's going to be beautiful.
Kind of looking past this weekend and into the near future, any signs of some storms we could get, whether it be rain or snow?
Not seeing much in the way of snow. I was checking probabilities of temperatures falling, you know, generally below 20, and it's very, very low. Now, you know, it is still, there's still enough sufficient darkness that we are going to see those cold temperatures through the night. So if anybody's trying to get an early jump on planning, you're going to have to be covering your plants for the foreseeable future. But I don't see anything huge on the horizon in terms of severe weather or storms. Slight chance of some showers on Wednesday, but otherwise it looks pretty high and dry for the next 7 to 10 days.
Very good.
All right, fantastic.
Well, we'll take it. You guys are doing a good job. Keep it up.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could take the credit for it, but I can't take the credit on that one.
It's kind of amazing in the way generally people think. You know, when the weather is good, you guys get credit. When the weather is bad, you should have changed it, you know.
So maybe I should. When the weather is good, I'll start taking
very good
responsibility for it. So
very good. Anything else you would have for us, Sean?
You know, it's just this past system was very, very interesting that we had this weekend. You know, near blizzard conditions in the panhandle. We had some fires out east. We had severe weather. We had rain, thunderstorms, and, of course, the strong wind throughout the state. It's just reminded me how awesome the atmosphere is, you know, at times. But I need to respect it and, you know, pay attention to the weather because here in Nebraska, it's always changing.
I think that's why most meteorologists want to come and be assigned at Lee Bird Field, is because in a couple year tour duty, you can see everything.
Oh, and not even a couple years, just a couple months during the springtime, you'll see everything. So it's such a treat. And, you know, I had the pleasure of meeting with the emergency managers across the state last week at a conference. And, they just do amazing work, you know, for our communities. And we were all joking around how, it's time for the emergency management conference when you see tornadoes, you see fires, and you see wind and blizzards all at the same time across the state. So we definitely have that.
Very good.
All right, Sean. Well, we appreciate the time, and we hope you have a great rest of your week and maybe get to pop outside and catch some of that eclipse.
Most definitely. And you know, if you guys are looking at the eclipse, probably better chances to avoid the clouds south of the of town. There is going to be a cloud deck moving in this afternoon. So hopefully it's a little slow to arrive.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for the tip. So enjoy the rest of your week, Sean.
Y'all too. Thanks.